My guest is Coleman Barks. He's the author of Rumi, the Big Red Book. And Coleman, one of the people that you mentioned as a teacher, Osho.
Yes.
And you had gone to Pune in 1988, and you'd asked him a question, what does this burning have to do with my own possible enlightenment? And Rumi says, I want burning, burning. And what does this burning have to do with my own possible enlightenment?
Right.
And then he responded, you know, they asked a very dangerous question.
Yes.
Yeah. And goes on to say...
He says, Professor Coleman, you have asked a dangerous question. Burning has nothing to do with your possible enlightenment, he said. He says, for you, these poems... Well, he says, these poems are beautiful, and they have to be beautiful, he says, because they come out of Rumi's love. So, but for you, they can become ecstatic self-hypnosis. And of course, he just nailed me to the floor with that one. I had a beautiful insight into how that stuck place I was talking about, that you can get stuck in ecstatic self-hypnosis, seeing, you know, imagining the beloved everywhere. And that may be true, but somehow you might not be there. You know, you're just admiring the beauty of the poetry. And so I had to make the poems experiential. I love that advice. I haven't taken it yet. He said, I'm Charles trying to assimilate it. He says, Sufism is wonderful, but end up with Zen. He said there's a kind of coolness that he saw. And it's not, his advice is not for everybody. He made it personal. Whatever he said was not so much an answer to your question, but to your own personal growth. And so that's the way I take it, anyway. And so I don't know that I'm going to end up with Zen. I love the Zen masters and the Taoists, too. I love a lot of different traditions and a lot of different mystics resonate with me.